The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Annamo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Annamo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Annamo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 9, text 48. Narayana Grihitaya Chitanya Bhavanga Jnanam Tatahsang Bhavamastito Chitanya Bhavanga Jnanam Tatahsang Bhavamastito. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus Maharaj Khatvanga, by his advanced intelligence in rendering service to the Lord, gave up false identification with the body full of ignorance. In his original position of eternal servitorship, he engaged himself in rendering service to the Lord. Therefore, by Srila Prabhupada, when one actually becomes purely Krishna conscious, no one has any right to rule over him. When situated in Krishna consciousness, one is no longer in the darkness of ignorance, and when freed from all such darkness, one is situated in his original position, Jiver Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. The living entity is eternally the servant of the Lord, and thus, when he engages himself in the service of the Lord, in all respects, he enjoys the perfection of life. This is the perfection life. Purpose Srila Prabhupada says, when one actually becomes purely Krishna conscious, no one has any right to rule over him. When situated in Krishna consciousness, one is no longer in the darkness of ignorance. When one freed from all such darkness, one is situated in original position, Jiver Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Living entity is eternally the servant of the Lord, and thus when he engages himself in the service of the Lord, in all respects, he enjoys the perfection of life. This is the perfection of human bhava. To develop complete Krishna consciousness, to develop pure Krishna consciousness, then there is no longer in darkness of ignorance. Krishna surya sama maya hoy ondokar. Jahan Krishna tahanai maya rodhikar. Godhead is light. When there is light, there is no darkness. That's it. Krishna surya sama. Krishna chinmaya bhaskara. Do you understand? Krishna chinmaya bhaskara. Krishna is spiritual sun. Do you understand? Krishna, this material world, you see material sun. But Krishna is spiritual sun, chinmaya bhaskara. Krishna surya sama. Maya undhakar. The ignorance, illusory energy, maya, that is darkness. So where there is sun, there is no darkness. Jahan Krishna tahan nahi maya rodhikar. Where there is Krishna, there is no question of illusory energy, maya, that is darkness. Here so, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, no longer in darkness, complete Krishna consciousness, always in Krishna consciousness, always with Krishna, always sees Krishna. Where is the question of darkness? Where is the question of ignorance? Which always is the spiritual sun, Krishna. But there is sun, darkness cannot prevail. Do you understand? Where is the darkness? Sun is in front side, darkness backside. Isn't it? Backside cannot come to the front. Maya is darkness. Ignorance. Do you understand? Maya, undhakar. So where there is Krishna, maya cannot come forward, come to the front. Maya is backside. Understand me? One who is always Krishna, face to face with Krishna, how maya will come to the front? No. Cannot. Because darkness not prevail. Maya is at backside. Maya billojjumanaya. Maya feels herself ashamed. Ashamed. Cannot come. She cannot come to the front because Krishna is there. Do you understand? Therefore, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, no longer in darkness, ignorance. That is the goal of human birth. To develop complete Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, day and night, 24 hours to live with Krishna. Huh? Day and night, 24 hours to live with Krishna. That is to see Krishna everywhere, to live with Him, to play with Him, to act with Him, to deal with Him, talk with Him, do everything with Krishna. Huh? Dance with Him, joke with Him, play with Him. Huh? How is He? Understand me? That is the goal of human, that is the perfection of human life. This is to develop complete Krishna consciousness. This is original position, constitutional position of jiva. Jivir surupahoy Krishna nitya das. Living is eternally the servant of the Lord, and thus when he engages himself, service of the Lord in all respects, enjoys the perfection of life. Huh? Day and night, 24 hours he is engaged in the service of the Lord. Huh? Are you? Gokul das wants service of maya. Isn't it? Don't want service of Krishna. Then he wants to live in darkness. Don't want to come out to the light. Tamasama jyotirgamaya. Veda says, tamasama jyotirgamaya. Don't stay in darkness. Come out to the light. That means develop complete Krishna consciousness. Krishna is effulgent light. Chinmayo bhaskara. Krishna Chinmaya Bhaskara. Krishna is spiritual sun. Do you follow? Krishna is spiritual sun. Chinmaya Bhaskara. Krishna Chinmaya Bhaskara. Hearing from sadhu, you can understand it. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Chitkana jiva Krishna Chinmaya Bhaskara. Nitya Krishna dekhi Krishna Karuna Adar. Prema Vibarta, it is said. Chitkana jiva Krishna
Chinmaya Bhaskara
Nitya Krishna dekhi Krishna Karuna Adar Nitya Krishna dekhi Krishna Prima Bibartari Jagadam Pantangari Katha. Ki Naro Kima Kavu Ka Durgi Kavu Marti Kavu Deva Kavu Daitya Kavu Dasa Prabhu Prabhu Deva, Prabhu Daitya, Prabhu Dasa Prabhu. Nirupe Sansaro Brahmi, Ekondana. Tattu avagatana sadhu sanghe nija tattu avagatana nija tattu janiya sansaro nasa
Krishna, Amitabha Dasa.
ainu sarvanasu tumaro charano thali ainu sarvanasu kakuti kariya krishne nake ko vahare kakuti kariya krishne Kori Krishna Dare Sarana Sansare Kripa Kori Krishna Dare Sarana Sansare Maya Ke Pichuni Rakhi Krishna Pani Chai Maya Ke Pichuni Rakhi Bhajite Krishna Pada Pada Pai Bhajite Bhajite Krishna Pada Pada Pai Krishna Tare Dena Nijo Chishakti Ravala Sare, Maya Durbolo, Maya Gosana Sare, Sadhu Sangye Krishna Nano, Ehi Matro Chai. Payanto ke bacharo aro Krishna daro payanto ke bacharo aro bhakta primar joto dosa jivati prakaro Jato dukho, jato sukho, jato po prokaro. Jato dukho, jato sukho, jato ko prokaro. Krishna ta samyakana. Krishna Chinmaya Bhaskara, Krishna is spiritual son. Jiva, spark. It's spark. This is relationship. Krishna is Chinmaya Bhaskara, spiritual son. Jiva is its spark. Do you follow? Nitya Krishna dekhi, Krishna korana. Jiva sees Krishna always. Then develops attraction towards it. Do you follow? So no darkness at all. Is in, all is in light, enlightenment. No illusion, no maya. Do you follow? Therefore, here it is said, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, no longer in darkness of ignorance, when freed from also darkness, original position as servant of Krishna. Krishna Karena Adara. As long as you have not developed complete Krishna consciousness, you are in darkness. You are in illusory energy maya, that is darkness. You are not aware of your own swarup. What is your own swarup? You follow? You have developed bodily conception life. This false identification of the body that is full of ignorance. Darkness, isn't it? Full of ignorance. You are in bodily conception of life. As long as you are bodily conception of life, so you will be revolving in the cycle of birth, repeatedly. Cycle of birth and death. Huh? Sometimes going high, sometimes middle planetary system, sometimes lower planetary narco, sometimes higher spaces, sometimes lower spaces in this way. Going up and down. Kabhu sorge ute, kabhu marte, narokeva, kabhu. Kabhu deva, kabhu daitya, kabhu dasa, prabhu. Sometimes elevated to heavenly planet, demigod, sometimes in Martya, intermediary planetary system, some spaces, sometimes in Narka, hellish planet, sometimes demigod, sometimes demons, sometimes master, sometimes servant. In this way, wandering, wandering, revolving. Eirupa sansara brahmite kunjana sadhu sangye nija tattva bhagatana. In this way, revolving, revolving, revolving in this high and low spaces and high and low planetary systems, one fortunate jiva comes for sadhu sangha. Huh? Understand? Then when associates with sadhu and hears from sadhu and puts firm faith in the words of sadhu, by the mercy of sadhu, he understands who am I. Who am I? Ami Krishna Das. Hearing from sadhu, he understands I am Krishna Das. I am eternal servant of Krishna. This is jiva tattva. Nija tattva daniyar sansara nachai. Kenava bhajinu maya kore hai hai. When he understands his own tattva that I am Krishna Das, then he says, alas, alas, alas. Why I have become Maya Das? So many lives, lakhs of lives. Yes. You understand? They'll lament. They'll repent. He'll lament, he'll repent. He'll dash his head. He'll cry. Alas, Allah. What are you doing? Huh? Jagadish. Kenne bole o he Krishna, ami to bodaso.
Kenne bole o he Krishna, ami to bodaso.
Tumaro chorono chari, ainu sarbonaso.
Tumaro
cry. Do you understand? Then he'll cry and say, oh Krishna, I am your servant. Ai nannatanuja kinkaram paditamma visami bhavam mudav kripayato pada pankadasthita dhuli sadrusha. He'll cry and say this. Ai nannatanuja, oh son of Nanda Maharaj, oh Krishna, I am your servant. I am your servant. Somehow or other I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence and have been drowning, 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 suffering, suffering here from time immemorial. But now I understood I am your eternal servant. Krannami. Now I am crying. Tomar chana chari ainu sarvana. Disregarding your lotus feet, not taking shelter at lotus feet, I am completely doomed now. Cry and say. Are you saying like that? Cry and say like that. Kakuti kariya krishne na ke kovar, krupa kari krishna tare chadana sanskar. When he cries, the core of the heart, and prays to Krishna, calls for Krishna, Krishna understands who is there in your heart. Now he's crying for me. Now he's crying. Krishna wants that thing. He's waiting for your crying. Understand? Jagadish, he's waiting for your crying. When you cry, then he awakens. Now Jagadish is crying for me. So I'll accept him now. Otherwise, no. Huh? Do you understand? Kākuti kariya Krishna nāke kovār, krupākari Krishna kari charana sansār. And crying, and calls for Krishna, then Krishna showers his mercy, and that crying soul, and inculcates spiritual strength unto him, he becomes strong, maya becomes powerless. So he comes out from the clutches of maya. Otherwise, not easy. Maya ke pichane rakhi Krishna paane chai. Bhajite bhajite Krishna paartha dhuja. Then, no longer looks at maya. You ugly with maya, get out from here. Push her back. He pushes her back. Get out, get out, get out. Only looking at Krishna, only one gate. Constantly gazing at Krishna. No, looking back for maya. Accepts the lotus feet of Guru under his guidance, engages himself in bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Engages in the loving service of Krishna. In this way, long run, he gets the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna, tare dena, nija sit sakti ra bala, maya akarsana chade hanyadru bala. As long as you have not gotten the spiritual strength from Krishna, maya will never be powerless. Daivyesa gunamayi mama maya durateya. Though maya, illusory energy, external energy, inferior energy, still very, very strong, isn't it? Very strong, very strong. Jiva has no strength to get out of the clutches of maya. Has jiva strength? No. Unless you get the spiritual strength from Krishna, maya will never be powerless, maya will never let you free, or you will never be free from the clutches of maya. When you get the chitsakti ravala, the spiritual strength from Krishna, and then maya becomes powerless, then we will kick maya, get out from the clutches. Otherwise, not possible. Tadu sange Krishna nāme imatra chai, sansāra jinityār, one vastu nai. This is the only desire, only aspiration. Sādhu saṅgye Krishna nāma imatra chāy. Sansār jintyār kon vastu nai. How? Only one aspiration, one boon to be asked for. Let me have sādhu saṅgha constantly. And chant Krishna nāma in the association sādhu and hear Krishna katha in the association sādhu. Then I'll get the strength to conquer maya. Otherwise, no other means is there to conquer maya. Understand? This is in Prema Vivarta, Jagadananda Pandita has said. So sadhu says, shastra says. Sadhu says, shastra says. You have to first hear from sadhu. Follow? First thing is hearing. Do sadhu sangha hear from sadhu? Sabda Brahma. Brahma. Supreme Lord. That's a, in the form of word, sabda, transcendental word, comes out from the lips of sadhu. You understand? Krishna katha, sadhu bhagavata katha, in the form of bhagavata katha, descends, enters into the ear and goes deep into the heart. Yes, this is the means how you can develop Krishna consciousness. You have to hear this sweet flute singing of Krishna. Do you follow? Are you hearing? No? In order to hear that sweet singing, flute singing of Krishna, you have to hear from Guru, Sadhguru. That is the sweet singing of Krishna. That is sweet singing of Krishna. That Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, that's coming out from the pure lips of సద్గురు సాధుగురు, మేకే ఆన మేక ఆర్నమెంట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఇయర్. దాట్ ది ఆర్నమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇయర్. యెస్, యు హావ్ టు ఫస్ట్ హియర్. ఇఫ్ హియర్ దర్ బై త్రూ హియరింగ్ సమ్ సాధు విత్ కన్సన్ట్రేటెన్షన్ పుటింగ్ ఫర్మ్ ఫేత్ ఇన్ ది వర్సెస్ సద్గురు గెట్ హిస్ మర్సీ. That is mercy will develop that vision. That ointment of love will be smeared on your eyes. Prema Anjana Siddha. Then you can see beautiful flowers. Shyam Sundar. Without hearing your this eye will not be opened. Do you follow? Without hearing, if someone desires to see the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, He cannot see. Krishna will never give him darshan. Rather he will see Maya. Rather he will see only Maya. Understand my language? Yes. First is hearing, Sravana. So giving up this process of Sravana, those who want to see the beautiful form of Krishna, Shyam Sundar, they are sahajiyats. Rakuta sahajiyats. So, therefore, Gurudev first utters mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you understand this mantra, Maha Mantra, and gives it into our ear? Do you understand? This is Vyanudhoni. This is the sweet singing of Krishna. Understand. Guru Bani, Guru's words, the sweet singing of Krishna. This sweet singing of Krishna in the form of mantra comes out, enters into the ear, goes deep into the heart. When this takes place, then no more material vision you develop. Transcendental vision, Premanjana Srita. You will never see any material object. You will see all beautiful form of Krishna only. And as long as your eyes are not anointed with the ointment of love, Krishna, then what you are seeing, you see the illusory energy, Maya, and things created by Maya. You cannot see the Swarup of Guru. No. What will you see? You see his body constituted of bones, marrows, flesh, skin, urine, blood, stool. This gross material body only we can see. You cannot see the Swarup of Guru. Understand me? Develop this vision, then you see the Swarup of Guru, then you see all beautiful Shyam Sundar. The first thing is to hear from Sadhguru. This is known as Sravanadasa. Understand? Sravanadasa. Then from Sravanadasa you will go to Varanadasa, Varanadasa to Smaranadasa, Smaranadasa to Apanadasa, Apanadasa to Prapanadasa. It's gradual, gradual, gradual development. Understand? Understand what is there? I'll explain. Those who are very serious, how I can get Krishna, how I can understand Krishna, how I can understand my Swarup, how I can engage myself, loving service of Krishna, I can get Krishna and make my life successful. They understand I can tread this path of transcendental joyfulness. Understand? This path of transcendental joyfulness. So, that bhakta or that traveler wants to travel in this path, for that traveler he must first hear from Guru Sadhguru. That is Sravanadasa. Hearing from Sadhguru, he understands, who am I? What is my Swarup? Who is Gurudev? Do you understand? Who is Guru? Bolo.
Dear associate, Sri Madhavarada.
Yes, Guru is he who has heard from his Guru and just delivering something to us, like postpian, huh? Comes in disciplic, bona fide disciplic succession, huh? Was heard from his Guru. Now, speaking is not concocting anything. What is heard is speaking. You understand? This is delivering the same thing. That is Guru. And hearing from bona fide Guru understands Jiva that I am eternal servant of Krishna. Huh? That should engage myself in the service of Krishna. Then he accepts the service of Krishna. Do you follow? This is acceptance. This is known as Varanadasa. The acceptance of the loving service of Krishna under the guidance of Guru. This is Varanadasa. Do you follow? When he accepts this service of Krishna, then like 24 hours remembers Krishna. Oh, I am doing this for Krishna only. Do you understand? Never forgets Krishna even for a moment. This is Smaranadasa. Remembrance. Smaranadasa. Thereby his whole heart is completely filled with thinking of Krishna. Krishna is there. The heart is completely awakened, manifested. Then gradually he goes to Apandasa. Apandasa means he always thinks of Krishna, he sees Krishna everywhere, always engaged in the loving service of Krishna. He is in samadhi, in transcend. What do you say? Trance. He is in trance. He is completely forgetful of his daily existence. Do you understand? That is known as Apandasa. Day and night, 24 hours, Astokalya. This is Astokalya. What do you say? Astokalya? Bhajan, Astokalya Bhajan. Do you understand? Day and night, 24 hours, engaged in Bhajan, Astokalya Bhajan. Completely engaged in loving service of Krishna, completely absorbed. Then he knows what is my swarup. Do you understand? Swarup Siddhi. What is I am swarup? What is I am? I am a cowherd boy, a servant of Krishna, friend of Krishna, father, mother of Krishna, or conjugal, lover of Krishna. What am I? That you understand. So that is swarup Siddhi. That is known as swarup Siddhi. This is Apandasa. This is Apandasa. Do you understand? He understands his swarup Siddhi. What is my swarup? That is swarup Siddhi. Then, when he gets this swarup Siddhi, then at last when he quits this material world, he enters into that lila. Do you understand? In lila as a conjugal lover, or lila friendship, sakhya rati, or vasalya rati, parental, parenthood, or dasya rati, he enters in, that is, braja lila, that is known as prapanadasa or vastu siddhi. Understand? This is prapanadasa or vastu siddhi, and begins from hearing, and culminates in vastu siddhi prapanadasa. This is the opinion of all sadhu, bhajanas and sastra, and this is what? Perfection, supreme perfection in my life. Understand? You are asking that thing. Jagadatma. This is what Mahajana say. Sastra say, sadhu say, Mahajana say. Sajidananda vigraha Krishna is sevya vastu, is to be served, is to be worshipped, is to be meditated upon. And all Vedas say, Nandanandana Krishna. Is to be worshipped, is to be meditated upon, is to be served. Eko basi sar varga Krishna idya. Jan sarve deva namanti mumukhyabho. Brahma badinascha. Vedases. All Vedases. That means, adya jnana tattva, absolute truth, Krishna. Sarvadi, sarvansi, sarvavatari. Who is the source of all avatars. Do you understand? Everybody worships. Krishna is worshipable for everybody, all of them. And the service to the lotus feet of that all worshipable Krishna is supreme requirement, prayojana. Understand? And one who is engaged in the loving service of the lotus feet of Krishna, he becomes fearless. Because the lotus feet of Krishna is such place, this Abhaya Charana Arvinda, there is no question of fear, a place of fearlessness. Understand? Manni akutasid bhaya machutasya padam bhujapasana. Padam bhujapasana matra nityam adubhigna buddhi sadatma bhavat visvatmana jatra nivarta devhi. 11th canto. Bhagavatam, 2nd chapter, 33 verses. You have that verse. Manne akutosid bhaya machutasya padambuja pasanam atra nityam udvigna buddhi rasadatma bhavat visvatmana jatra nivartate bhi. This kavi says to Nimi Raja, King Nimi. Do you understand? O king, the jivas, conditioned souls, have been suffering here in this material world because of not developing Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? They are in bodily consciousness, thinking the body is self. Do you understand? Actually, the body is self and everything. They have been afflicted with three tapas always in this material world. For them, this is the only thing required, that they should take shelter of the lotus feet of Supreme Lord and engage themselves in the loving service of that lotus feet of Lord. Thereby, they will be free from all sorts of fearful situations. Nivartate bhi. Do you understand? If they will engage themselves in worship of the lotus feet of Krishna, then they will be free from all sorts of material fears. Understand? So the lotus feet of Krishna is Asoka Abhayamruta Prada. It is a place of fearlessness. It is a place where there is no lamentation. It is a place there is no death. Amruta Prada. And that lotus feet is only thing required for this condition. Souls who have been suffering here in this material world from time immemorial. This only thing needed. So, one should only ask for bhavatad bhakti ra hetu gitai. Life after life that we have. The opportunity is to serve your lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? So, first, they say, sadhana bhakti, you'll do sadhana under guidance of bona fide guru, then gradually, you'll be elevated to sadhya bhakti. Sadhya bhakti is prema bhakti. Do you understand? Sadhana bhakti to sadhya bhakti. Understand? Prema bhakti. When you develop prema bhakti, then you'll get the opportunity to serve the lotus feet of Shyam Sundar. That is, all auspicious, all peaceful. Do you understand? Transcendentally peaceful. Jetu tadiya charanam buja kosa gandham. Find out. 395. Jetu tadiya charanam buja kosa gandham. Jigranti karna vivare sudhivatanitam. Bhaktya gruhita charana parayata tesam. Napesinata hudayam buruhat sopunsam.
O my lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet carried by the air of Vedic sound through the holes of the ears accept your devotional service. For them, you were never separated from the lotus of their hearts.
So? All is hearing, Sweet singing of Krishna. Isn't it? Finished? So soft. Read again. This Brahma said, this Brahma's words, Yes.
Oh my lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet.
Those who smell the nice scent coming out from the lotus feet,
Carried by the air of Vedic sound.
Carried by the air of Vedic sound. Yes.
Through the holes of the ears.
Through the holes of the, not through the holes of your nose. Understand? Yes, every word is significant. Through the holes of the ears, not through the holes of the nose, you can scent it, smell it. Yes, yes. That means, those who hear Sat Bhagavat Katha from the lips of Sadhu Guru. That is said. All right?
Accept your devotional service. For them, you are never separated from the lotus of their heart.
They accept your loving devotional service. Then you are never separated from the, from the lotus of their heart. Do you follow? Lotus of their heart, yes. Because they have accepted your lotus feet at Paramapurusartha, Supreme Purusartha. You understand? You never separate yourself from the lotus of their heart. Do you follow? Yes. In any circumstances. So, this needs explanation. This needs explanation. That means, it says, the air, what is that?
Carried by the air of Vedic sound.
Carried by the air of Vedic sound. The air blows, and air carries the scent, isn't it? If the air blows through a garden, garden filled with very scented flowers, the air carries the aroma, isn't it? So this air, air, the Vedic sound, isn't it? Suti Bhatanika, Suti Vedic sound, that is air. That carries what? The aroma of the lotus. Do you understand? That lotus feet, Krishna's feet is compared to lotus. That carries that aroma. Understand me? Nice scent, the lotus feet of Krishna. Understand me? And devotee smells it through the ears, not through the ears of nose. That means those are very, those are developed katharuchi. Taste for Krishna katha, very eager. And this nectar and flow is coming. Such nice aroma is now coming. So I must open my holes, holes of the ear, let it enter into it. Constant attention there, here. Then the, that goes deep to the heart. Heart of the bhakta. So, sadhu mukha vigalita hari katha, is hari katha, Krishna katha, so sweet nectarian bhagavat katha, coming out from the lips of so sadhu, and enters into the ears of such devotees. Do you understand? Those are very eager to hear. Then enters, going through the ears, enters into the core of the heart. Then enters into the core of the heart, Ladini Shakti becomes awakened. Understand me? Laser-giving potency, that is sleeping condition, becomes awakened. Understand me? Becomes awakened. At that time, the jiva means bhakta. Bhakta develops prem bhakti. And prema bhakti Mahadevi is Varsavhanavi Devi Srimati Radharani. Do you follow? Madanakya Mahabhava Swarupa Ladini Saro. Ladini Saro. Chief pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. Do you follow? At that time the premi bhakta completely falls down at the lotus feet of Radharani. Understand my language? Try to understand. Then, under her guidance, he engages himself in the loving service of Krishna. Eternal loving service, perfect eternal loving service of Krishna. Do you follow? So, that means, Guru, Guru, therefore we say Radha Priya Sakhi. Guru is Radha Priya Sakhi, dear girl companion of Radharani. Who can engage in such loving service of Krishna? So at that stays, Krishna is bound up with the rope of love in the heart. Krishna is bound up with the rope of love in the heart because he has developed prem bhakti. For even for a moment, Krishna doesn't give him any chance to be engaged in maya service. No more maya service. Krishna will never give you any chance. Understand? Such a bhakta, premi bhakta, is like a madman. A madman, pagal unmotta. Mad for the loving service of Krishna. He never separates himself even for a moment from the loving service of Krishna. And Krishna never leaves his heart even for a moment. Understand? He doesn't know anything but the loving service of Krishna, such a bhakta, premi bhakta. And prema vasa hari Krishna. Krishna becomes submitted to such a premi bhakta, and he never leaves the heart of such a premi bhakta even for a moment. Never leaves. Understand? This is the ultimate, supreme attainment, ultimate attainment. Tam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrutsvaroja asasesu dekhita patho nanunatha punsang jadjadhyate urugayo vibhavayanti tattatapapu pranayase sadangrahayo 3.9.11.
O my Lord, your devotees conceive through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence.
Particular eternal form according to his rasa the devotee wants to see. Understand me? This is Swarup Siddhi. The particular form according to his rasa the devotee wants. If he is in Sakya rasa, then he wants, let me see Krishna. Do you understand? Bound up by Mother Yashoda. I will go and release my friend. Krishna is crying. Do you understand? Rudantam muhur netra jagmam rudantam karam bhaja jugmeno satam kanitram. My friend is rubbing his... rubbing his eyes with his two lotus palms, breathing heavily, suffering, his fearful eye looking at the mother. The friends, sakhas, seeing, I want to see that form. Understand me? I want to see that form. Oh, Krishna, please show me that form. That is Swarup Siddhi. Understand me? That is says. According to one's rasa, devotee wants to see that form. And Krishna shows that form to that bhakta in his heart. He sees it within and without. Yes. Understand me? Let me think of you, O Krishna, in that form. Understand? As for example, we say, this is the prayer of Brahma, isn't it? Brahma's prayer. Brahma says, this one who is a very dear devotee of Lord Ram, you follow? Very dear devotee of Lord Ram. He wants to see the Ram form. He doesn't want to see Krishna form. As for example, Hanumanji. Hanuman is a great sadhu. He knows tattva. Sadhu knows. He always engaged in chanting Ram Nam. You follow? So, dear servant, Dasyavakti, Lord Ram left him here. You stay in material world, teach Dasyavakti. Lord Ram took everybody to Ajodhya planet when he left. But didn't take Hanuman. No, you stay here. You follow? Teach Dasyavakti. You understand? Who opened his heart, Hanuman. Only Ram Sita is there, nothing else. Such dear devotee. Sinathe janakinathe abheda paramatmani namo jivana sarvasva rama rajiva lochana. Hanuman says, I know there is no difference between Sinatha and Janakinatha. Understand my language? Husband of Lakshmi Srinatha and husband of Janaki, there is no difference. I know it very well, Abharamatmani. But my heart and soul is Ram Rajivala, so lotus eyed Ram. This is another one pointedness, another devotion. I want to see that form. I want to see that form. Oh Lord, please give up your flute. Catch hold of bow and arrow, show me your Ram form. Then I'll bow down. And Lord shows Ram form, he sees. Yes, this is Surup Siddhi. Oh Lord, I want to see this form. Please show me. Premi Bhakta. And Lord shows that form. Understand? That he says. This is Surup Siddhi. Yes, then? Finished. Yes. This Rupa, the form, the Premi Bhakta wants to see, and Lord manifests that form. And that is only available by the mercy of the Lord. So, one who is completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and understands his Swarup and his rasa samanda, his relationship within a particular rasa, wants to see that particular form, Krishna shows him that form. And he is engaged, loving service in that form. Do you understand me? Then, 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, is Brahma's prayer. Tadastume nātha sa bhuri bhāgo bhavitranna pānatra tubāsirascha janāho me kopi bhavajjanānaṁ bhutvāni sebe tavapāda pallavam. Yes? 10th canto, 10th, 14th, 30. Tadastume nātha sa bhuri bhāgo bhavitra bhānatra tubāsirascha janāho me kopi bhavajjanānaṁ bhutvāni sebe tavapāda pallavam. When Brahma's pride was crossed, Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves of Krishna playing. Do you understand? Then Krishna manifested. Same cowherd boys as they were, and play went on. Brahma thought of, I'll stop playing. Rascal Brahma, so proud, put them in a mountainous cave and jog, mystic slumber, jog nidra, do you understand, sleeping there. But at one moment came down from his planet, so same boys were there, some calves were there, such play was going on. What happened? Did Krishna go there and take them back? Took them back? He went to see, they are sleeping here. And playing here, what is this fun? Cannot understand. Brahma couldn't understand. Then he meditated, saw all 400 Vishnu forms. All calves are looking, 400 Vishnu forms, boys. They have come up to his Supreme Lord. Then came down and offered prayer. This is one of the prayer. Tadastumena asas bhuri bhago, vavitravannatra, tubhasarasangyanahome kopi bhavadjananam bhuttani sebe tavabhadakulam. Oh Lord! I don't want the position of Brahma. Please take it out immediately from me. Because of this, I develop pride. Yes, I commit such great apadar at your lotus feet. Isn't it? He tried to test. By whose mercy he has been awarded this position. And now he is so proud that I have committed this offense. So please take out of this position of Brahma from me, because develop pride in me. Please give me that birth as you like. Birth of lower species, birds or beasts or grass, herbs, insects, worms, germs, or in Brahma Janma, this Brahma birth. But one prayer I have, that I'll be one of your very dear friends like these cowherd boys. So dear they are. They're climbing up to your shoulder, snatching away food from your mouth. I have no such fortune. I have no such opportunity. So dear they are. So I want to be one of such dear devotees of yours. Let me take birth as one of such dear devotees of yours and serve your lotus feet. Nothing else. I don't want this position of Brahma. I am such unfortunate. I have no such good fortune. Please have mercy on me that I will get such opportunity of serving your lotus feet life after life in the association of such dear devotees of yours. That is prayer. Do you understand? Then, that chapter, 34 verse. Tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kima pyata vyam jat gokule api katamangri rajo abhishekam jat jivitanto nikhiram bhagavan mukundo tadapi jat pada rajo pada rajo sudhimrugyam eva. Yoha. 10th canto bhagavatam. 14th chapter, 34 verse. And out. Tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kim apyatabhyam jad gokule api kidamanghri rajo abhishekam jad jivitanto nikhidam bhagavan mukunda tadyapi jad padaraja sudimrugyam eva. This is the prayer of Brahma, some prayer of Brahma. Brahma offered so many prayers in canto. He says, O Lord, up till now, the Vedas are offering prayer unto you and seeking the dust from your lotus feet. Vedas. Up till now they are offering prayer and seeking the dust from your lotus feet. You are their life and soul, O Krishna. Life and soul of the Vedas. You are so dear to themselves of Brajbhumi, so dear to the residents of Brajbhumi. If I get such good fortune, get some dust from the lotus feet of such residents of Brajbhumi, then I'll think my life is successful. Understand me? But in this Brahma Janma, in the birth of Brahma, I have no such fortune. They won't give me. If I beg, they won't give me. So I don't want to remain in this life. Birth as Brahma. Take it away from me immediately. Please, give me birth in the jungle of Vrindavan, in Brajbhumi, in the jungle of Vrindavan. Do you understand? Then I'll think that I have gotten some good fortune. This is my prayer. Because thereby I'll get some chance of serving your lotus feet. Understand? Loving. Love. Because all the residents of Brajbhumi, they are always in loving service. I have no such love. Do you understand? I have no such opportunity. Purport is that the Shrutis, the Vedas, Vedas are offering prayers. Do you understand? How they will get such opportunity of serving Shyama Sundara Krishna, cowherd boy, all beautiful gopa, balaka, besa, madhurjamaya Krishna in Brajabhumi. Do you follow? Under the guidance of this gopis, following the gopis. Do you follow? Gopi bhava. The Vedas want to develop gopi bhava. Because that is the highest. Gopis render highest loving service. Gopi. Gopi jana mama. Krishna says, nobody is so dear as gopis. Do you understand? And Vedas, truth is, they offer prayers for that. They are desires of that. So, that desire has developed in me, Brahma said. But it is completely impossible now in this birth. Because in this birth I cannot get such a person to serve your lotus feet. Developing Braja Prema. Do you follow? So you want to give up all this my Aishwarya, opulence, all this, such elevated position as Brahma, everything. I want to kick up. Please take it away. please give me such opportunity. How can I get some dust from the lotus feet of this residents of Braja, and I want to shower with that dust. Let the dust be by my shower. Understand me? My shower. This is my desire. This is my desire. I don't know how my desire will be fulfilled. In this birth of Brahma, there is no such possibility of fulfillment of this desire. If you cast your merciful glance on me, maybe my good fortune will arise. I don't know. But this is my prayer. Please make me take birth here in this jungle of Vrindavan, in this material world, Bhauma Braja Bhumi. Understand me? Bhauma Braja. As a blade of grass or medicinal herb. Like that. Any birth like that, please give me. Then I'll get chance to get some dust from the lotus feet of the residents of Braja. Especially the lotus feet of the gopis. When they will be wandering in this jungle of Vrindavan, just being mad after you, running at the dead of night, hearing your sweet flute singing, leaving aside their household ties, bondage, everything. They are like mad women. Do you understand? Like mad women, they are running any path, jungle path, I'll get a chance. Their feet may touch me. So I'll get some dust from. So I want to be burned as a blade of grass or some medicinal herb in Braja. I don't want this position of Brahma. Please take it out of me. Do you understand? This is what? Brahma's prayer. Then I'll think that good fortune has arisen to me. That's also the same prayer Uddhava had. Asamaha charana renu jusamaha swang vrindavane kimapi gulma latau sadhina jadastyajam sadam arjo padhancha hitva bhejur mukunda padabim sridivir murgyam. Uddhava is very dear devotee. Na tathami atma jonir na sang. Na tathami priyatama atma jonir na sankaraha na sankarsana. Na srir, naivatma, jatha bhavan. Krishna himself says, Uddhava, you are so dear to me. Atmajoni, Brahma is not so dear to me. Sankara is not so dear to me. My brother Sankarsana is not so dear to me. My wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me. I myself is not so dear to me as you are dear, Uddhava. Uddhava is such dear devotees. When Uddhava went to Braja Bhumi, Krishna sent him, Go, Samya, Uddhava, Gatsha Uddhava Braja Bhumi. Go. You Uddhava, go to Braja Bhumi. Take this message of love, deliver. Do you understand? To my dear father, mother, Do you understand? Dear lovers, these gopis, all is day and night. Always think your manmanaska, Give them some solace. When Uddhava went there and saw, especially Braj gopis, what love they have developed. What love they have developed for Krishna. Day and night, 24 hours thinking of Krishna, no other thought is there. They have given up eating, sleeping, everything. Their body has become skinny. Yes, not eating anything, sleeping at all, always thinking. Skinny. Yes. Do you follow? Very often falling pant. Thereby, they are surviving. Yes. They saw always speaking about Krishna, always thinking of nothing else. Then Uddhava, oh, what love they have developed. Yes, then he condemned himself. What is that? I was thinking I am very dear devotee of Krishna. Yeah? Uddhava was thinking, Uddhava was on pride. Yeah, I know Krishna. But how they have known? What love they have developed. Day and night, 24 hours, only thinking Krishna, speaking Krishna. No other thought is there, nothing else. Huh? Such pure love. I am lacking. Huh? And what they have not done? Which is very, very difficult to break this family tie, they have broken it. Do you follow? They have broken it. This very hard tie, family tie. Huh? They have broken, they run at the dead of night to the jungle of Vrindavan. Huh? To Krishna. What they have not done? So, how? Fortunate they are. So, how can I have such fortune? If I get some dust from their lotus feet, then my good fortune may arise. But if I beg them, oh gopis, please give some dust, they won't give me. They won't give me. So Krishna has showered so much mercy on me, sending me to Brajabhumi. Uddhava thought. Krishna has showered so much mercy on me, sending me to Brajabhumi. That I could now see such love. Now, Uddhava develops greed for such love. Gopi prema. How can I develop such love as the Braj Gopis are? And the Shrutis, the Vedas also, they are aspiring for such love. Gopi prema. That is Parama Purusartha, that is Supreme Purusartha, such Gopi prema. Do you understand? How they are rendering loving service. They have given up all dharma. Sarva dharma anaparityajya. Abandoning all dharma. The gopis, Braj gopis have abandoned all dharma, local dharma, social etiquette, Veda dharma, Vedic etiquette. Yes, shame, lajja, patience. They are, what do you say, kulamarjada. They are, what do you say? Family etiquette, yes. Do you understand? Which is very difficult to give up. They have given it up. For rendering loving service to Krishna, such pure love they have developed for Krishna. I have never seen anywhere. So, that greed has not developed in me. How I can have it? How such good fortune may arise to me? If I will be able to get some dust from their lotus feet, then such good fortune may come to me. Understand? But if I beg, they won't give me. So in this life, no possibility at all. What shall I do? Vrindavane kimapi gulmolati sadhina. If I will be born as a blade of grass here, in jungle of Vrindavan, or some creeper, or some medicinal herb, then I'll get that chance. Then they'll be running like a mad woman, dead of night. By chance, their feet may touch me. So I'll get some dust. Otherwise, no possibility. Then such good fortune may arise. Then I'll develop such love, then I'll be able to render such loving service unto Krishna. Because that is the Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha. That is the goal of human birth. Param Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha, render such loving service unto Krishna. Purusartha Siramani. Jupala. That is what Uddhava wanted. Such dear devotee of Krishna. Then, Pathata Ananda Dugham Padambujam Hansasayan Narabindalochanaha Sukham Vishche Surajoga Karma Bhir Mayayami Vyata Namanina. 11th canto. 11, 29, 3. Athata ananda dugham padambujam hansasrayen naravinda lochana sukham nu vishche surajoga karma bhir stanmayami vihata namanina. This is Uddhava says to Krishna. Do you understand? Uddhava says to Krishna, O lotus eyed Visveswara Lord of universe, all the devotees, they have accepted your lotus feet as the only shelter. Do you understand? Only shelter. Your lotus feet, they have accepted. And your lotus feet is such a place, there is no fear, no lamentation, no death, is only completely full, filled with transcendental blissfulness. Understand? Nikhilananda. So, taking shelter, completely surrendering to that lotus feet, all the devotees of yours, all is engaged in licking, drinking the nectar emanating from it. Do you understand? From your lotus feet. All is engaged and all is blissful. Those who take to the path of yoga or karma and don't take shelter at your lotus feet, they are captured by Maya. You understand? They are completely doomed. Therefore, loving service unto your lotus feet is the supreme purusartha. The one who is an intelligent devotee person, he gives up karma, jnana, yoga, only accepts loving service to your lotus feet. You understand? 10th canto, 10:51-56. Na kamayanyam tavapada sevanada kinchana prathyo tamadvaram vibho aradhyakastam yapavargadam hari brunita arjyo varamatma bandhanam. Yava, na kamayanyam, it begins with, na kamayanyam tavapada sevanada kinchana prathyo tamadvaram vibho aradhyakastam yapavargadam hari brunita arjyo varamatma bandhanam. Muchukanda says to Lord, O Lord, those are akinchanas. You understand? Akinchanan is kinchana, papar, material, papar. Akinchanas, they only pray for your lotus feet. Do you understand? They only pray for your lotus feet. They, and pray for the service, loving service lotus feet, they never pray for anything. They never pray for anything. Those who are really intelligent, wise person, they should understand it. What is to be prayed for? Purport is that this is the only goal, only prayer, only desire one should cherish, how to render loving service unto the lotus feet of Krishna. How to have the ananya bhakti, another devotion. Bhavatad bhaktir ahetukitvai. Really learned and intelligent, he should pray for only this thing. He should not pray for anything else. Do you understand? Then 11:2. Konu rajan indriyavanam kunda saranambhujam nambhadete sarvato mrityurupasyam amaruttami. Have you? Konu rajan indriyavanam kunda saranambhujam na vajaita sarvatam rutirupasyam amaruttami. 11:2. You have. Sukadeva Goswami says to Maharaj Parikhit, O Maharaj Parikhit, the jivas here in this material world, revolving in this cycle of birth and death, do you understand? Under clutches of death. They should only pray for the bhajan of your lotus feet. Do you understand? They should do. Even Brahmavadis, those who want to merge in Brahma and get Brahmananda, even the demigods, great demigods, do you follow? They cannot understand this thing. What pleasure is there in serving the lotus feet of Krishna? What pleasure is there to be engaged in bhajan of Krishna bhajan? Therefore, the lotus feet of Krishna, rendering loving service unto lotus feet of Krishna, is Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha, that is only to be prayed for, nothing else. Understand? Then you will find this, 2.4.20. Sriyapatir, Jagyapati, Prajapatir, Dhiyangpatir, Lokapatir, Dharapati, Patir Gatishchandhaka, Prasni Sattvatam, Prasidatam, Me, Bhagavan, Sadampati, 2.4.20. Find out. This is Sukhata Goswami's prayer.
May Lord Sri Krishna, who is worshipable of all devotees, protector and glory of all the kings, like Anandaka and Rishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon men.
Be merciful on me. That's the prayer. What prayer? This is the only prayer. Nothing else. Understand? This is the perfection of life. Therefore, living entity, eternally the servant of the Lord. Thus, when he engages himself, service of the Lord in all respects, he enjoys the perfection of life. You understand? So many shastric evidences, so many mahajanas, so many bhaktas, they have all prayed for it. And Maharaj Khatvanga is a devotee, he knows it perfectly well. So at the last moment of his life, he said, I don't want the benediction you demigods offering me in the material world. I don't want it. I only want this thing. Do you understand? Loving service and the lotus feet of Krishna, nothing. He rejected, kicked everything. Got it. Thank you.
What does eventually happen when it doesn't?
Unless you deserve, how can you get it?
But then who do I get it?
Nonsense. You are a nonsense. You should have first developed this desire, very intense desire Krishna will grant you. Why are you asking that nonsense? What desire will say cherish? We must cherish this desire. Such intense desire. I don't want anything, I want only this thing. If you deserve, then you get. Why are you asking that thing? Whether Udo got it or not, what is that to you? What is the lesson here? You try to learn. You're fool, nonsense. Nonsense. What is that you Udo got or not? What is that to you? You cherish such desire. If you deserve, you get it. And that's the only desire. That's the only attainment. Only boon we should ask for. Understand?
Yes, Kumar.
Yes, nothing else.
Hey. Kumaraj, is it true that Lord Brahma had his desire fulfilled?
He was born as Brahma Haridas. Yes, in the Javan family. No pride. I am Javan Mlecho. He became so low. Pranada Pishunicha.
Lower than blade grass.
Yes. Because Brahma, he was Brahma, so great pride he had. He said, take it out. He has this position. He gave me such pride. I committed such great offense. I tested you. Such rascal I am. Take it up. Then he was born. Brahma Haridas. Then Mamadan family. I'm Mlecho. I'm Javan. I'm most degraded. Untouchable. Such law. So he became Brahma Haridas. Namacharya. Then night 24 hours chanting. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Not forgetting for one moment, you see. How is he? Mahaprabhu, So dear. Mahaprabhu offered. There was a, how do you say? Feast. Devotees are eating. You understand, Jagannath Puri. huge amount of Mahaprasad was brought, Jagannath Prasad. Mahaprabhu was feeding all devotees from Gaudadeva, Odisha, Gauda, huh? You understand? All are sitting, eating, Mahaprabhu eats. Call, call, call. Hardas, Hardas, please come. No, 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 I can't sit there. I am very low. I am untouchable, lowest of the low. I can't sit. So he didn't come and sat there. Far away, sitting, far away, sitting. Such mentality, no pride at all. Pranam, Vishnu. Then Mahaprabhu gave his own remnants, all like ticket. So, understood? What he gets?
At the end of his life, he got the dust of all the dear associates of Mahaprabhu in his head.
Definitely, he got mercy. That life he got. Nothing, previous life. That life, next life, he got mercy. Jātra māprusya tranādapi sunichena tarori vasaishrana amānīna mānadena kirtanyasla hari. This is the most important verse, Sikhyāstaka. This mode if you chant Hare Krishna, you will get a mahakti. Thinking oneself, do you understand? Lower than a blade of grass, lying on the street, tranādapi sunichena, lowest of the law. Tarori vasaishrana. Be as tolerant as tree. Amani manada. Don't demand respect. Pay respect to one and all. Yes, this mentality. If you chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Definitely develop Krishna prema. Ehi bhave jai Krishna, bhaje Krishna pade prema upujaya. That's it. This mentality, one who does Krishna bhajan, chants Hare Krishna, he gets the mercy of Mahaprabhu, thereby he develops Krishna prema. Yes, without this mentality, you cannot get Krishna prema. Though you are chanting Hare Krishna, still you cannot get Krishna prema unless you develop this mentality. You cannot get mercy of Mahaprabhu, mercy of the holy name. Your pride, you have so false ego, I am so great, this and that. How can you get? You demand respect, you don't pay respect. You are so intolerant, you cannot tolerate. You say this thing, you rascal, Gokulda. What? I'm rascal. You are rascal. I'll beat you with my shoes. So intolerant. So how can you get? Tarorivo Saishruna, if you cut the tree into pieces, burn into ashes, tolerates.
How do we become from all that? How can we become humble then?
We can become a tree. Let me cut you. You told it.
You have to beat me many times. Many thousands of times, then maybe I can become humble.
This is most needed, do you understand? Otherwise, why you chant Hare Krishna? Why you can't get Krishna prema? Mukhya pathe jiva paya Krishna prema dhyana. Chief result of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna prema. Why you can't? Because you have pride. You have no tolerance, and you are demanding respect, not paying respect. So, again,
Kumaraj, many times you speak about the necessity of controlling the mind. When some nonsense thought comes and you kick it out. So I wonder what the connection is between controlling of the mind and getting the anarthas out of the heart. Just by controlling someone's mind, does that remove the anarthas from our heart?
Yeah, unless anarthas is removed, I can develop this mentality.
But are those anarthas removed just by the intellectual process of
nothing, intellectual process by hearing from Sadhguru, developing pure bhakti. Understand? Shravana dasa, varana dasa, smarana dasa, apana dasa, tapana dasa. What is that? Culmination is that. It begins from hearing. Understood? So you are not hearing. Are you hearing? Is Krishna Katha entering into your ears?
So the control of your mind is enables to hear properly.
Mind is so fickle. You are sitting there as if you are posing you are hearing, but it is not hearing. Mind is hovering hither and thither. The Krishna Katha is not entering into your ears. Into whose ears Krishna Katha enters? Who had no nabhidasa? No other desire. You understand? No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, only bhavata bhakti rahit gitai. Only such a person. ears of also Krishna Katha enter. How will not enter? Man is sitting there, posing or pretending that hearing, but not hearing. Krishna Katha is not entering. The mind is hovering somewhere there. Gokuldas mind hearing there. Oh.
So Guru Maharaj, most of us...
Phantasmagoria. He's building castles in the air, Gokuldas. Oh. That, I'll be like that, I'll be like that. So many things, I'll agree. Understand?
Most of us, we are coming, I mean, at least I'm coming, because I'm miserable, and then actually that it means that I desire liberation. So how to get rid of that kind of desires? Because most of us, we are miserable, so when we're coming to the sadhu, then probably that is because we want to get rid of our misery. In other words, it's like liberation. So we have all these crazy desires.
Liberation... A jnani gets. Right. And demon gets, right? Demon gets, Baba. Yeah. Harinahata. Who is killed by Lord Hari, he gets. Therefore, bhakta kicks, get out.
So we can recognize
he never desires for any source of liberation. Even sarupya, salopya, sarsti, samipya. What to speak of sajujya? Devotee, bhavata, bhakti. Only. And life after life and serve your lotus feet. Yes. Then... liberation mukti with folded hands stands in the queue at your doorstep. Oh, I have come to serve you, accept. No, get out from here. I don't want you. So why are you aspiring for liberation? What is that? Only aspire for her to serve lotus feet of Krishna, life after life.